Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very glad you're joining us today. We're going to learn more about the things that you can see in Argentina. And what we have to talk about today is really cool in lots of ways. Have you ever seen a glacier in person before? What's a glacier? Maybe Binghe, Bingchuan. Now, I have not seen a glacier, but I would love to. Perhaps I should go to Argentina. The title of today's lesson is Argentina, a Land of Extremes. So we're going to learn especially about the Perito Moreno Glacier and something that you can also find in other countries, and that is cowboys. But what makes these Argentinian cowboys special? That's what we'll talk about. So let's get started.
Argentina, a land of extremes. Perito Moreno Glacier. A world-famous glacier can also be found in Argentina. The country's Perito Moreno Glacier is well known for its size and beauty. You can walk around the glacier or even walk on it. You can also sail on Lake Argentino between floating ice and 60-meter-high ice walls. Perito Moreno is a growing glacier. As a result, building-sized icebergs often break off and crash into the lake.
Welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 floating 这个形容词。Floating 本来是 float, 浮动或漂浮这个动词的现代分词。当形容词是指不固定的、流动的或者是浮动的。例如 the bank offered us a floating interest rate for our house loan. 银行提供我们的房贷的利率是浮动的。或者是 Taipei has a large floating population. 台北有大量的流动人口。继续我们看 iceberg 这个名词 iceberg 是指冰山例如 the vehicle is designed to move on the surface of icebergs 这种车辆是设计用来在冰山上行驶的或者是 the captain maneuvered the ship to avoid the floating icebergs 船长小心地操控这艘船以免碰上浮动的冰山若是 tip of the iceberg 是指冰山一角也就是事情全貌的一小部分。例如 ,the coral you heard last night is just the tip of the iceberg. 昨天晚上你所听到的争吵只是冰山一角。
How do you say it, Rebecca? Perito Moreno Glacier.
Perito Moreno Glacier.
Perito Moreno.
Have you studied Spanish?
Yeah.
Ah.There you go. That explains it, Gabe.
Well, I mean, I need to work on my Spanish, but it's kind of a fun-sounding language, right?
It actually is. Spanish is a beautiful language. But when I was a kid, my mom used to want me to study Spanish, and I refused.
Rebecca, it's so fun to learn different languages, right, friends?
Right.
They're on my side, Rebecca.
Well, right. Yes, they're enjoying learning English.
Yeah.
And so they think it's a lot of fun to learn another language.
And I gotta tell you, Rebecca and friends, Rebecca is improving very quickly in her Chinese as well. So I know you do enjoy learning languages.
I do, and I love saying wa ingle ni shula.
Yes, yes,
well, on that note, should we talk about this glacier?
We should.
Gabe, have you ever been to a glacier?
I have not.
Have you ever seen one?
In pictures.
Hey, I've been to one.
Huh?
I've been to a glacier in Switzerland.
What?
Yeah, yeah. When I was in Switzerland, we went to this big glacier. As a matter of fact, they turned it into an ice cave. So you could actually go inside. And inside the glacier, also known as an ice cave, there were ice statues.
No
way.
It was
amazing.
That is pretty cool, Rebecca.
Actually, it's really cool.
I should go there. And I would love to go to the Perito Moreno Glacier.As well, as you can see, it looks quite fantastic. And we read here, it's a world-famous glacier. It can be found in Argentina. And it's not in our lesson, but this glacier, this area, is the third largest reserve of fresh water in the world. So there are many reasons to visit this glacier.
Well, this glacier is definitely known for its size and beauty. And we read in our lesson, you can walk around the glacier or even walk on it. You can also sail on Lake Argentino between floating ice and 60-meter high ice walls. Gabe, I'm ready to go visit this place.
Yeah, Rebecca, I had no idea you could do so much in and around and through glaciers. I mean, you can walk through this glacier, it appears, and like you were saying, you could even go into that glacier and see the ice sculptures inside?
Right. Yes.
Wow.
Little did you know.
I didn't know glaciers could be so much fun.
Well, they are pretty big. They can be dangerous, though.
Yes, I have seen footage of this glacier, the Perito Moreno Glacier. People were watching this glacier, and all of a sudden, a huge wall of ice just broke off into the water below.
Oh, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, you would not want to be close to that when it happens.
No, you would not. Well, anyway, this glacier, according to our lesson, is a growing glacier. As a result, building-size icebergs often break off and crash into the lake. Mm-hmm. That's what you were talking about.
Exactly. Of course, you don't want to be too close to that when it happens. But friends, let's talk about something here. Mm-hmm. We saw, as a result, building-size icebergs. That is a huge iceberg. And actually, I think most icebergs are huge.
Yes, they are pretty big.
They're huge.
But you know what's really interesting, Gabe?
What's up?
If you see an iceberg in the water, you might not necessarily realize how big the iceberg is. You might just see a little tip of the iceberg.
Exactly.
And that reminds us of a saying, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, friends, you all know the famous iceberg in history, the one that the Titanic struck, right? They saw this iceberg, they hit the iceberg, but what they saw of the iceberg was really just a small part of the iceberg. Most of the iceberg is under the water. Friends, this is a great phrase to know. That's just the tip of the iceberg. That means if you see a little problem or something going on, there's probably a lot more to that problem when you use this phrase. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
So let's think of some examples.
Go for it.
I can't believe that the dog actually ate the entire turkey.
Oh my goodness, Rebecca.
What?
That is just the tip of the iceberg.
What do you mean?
Well, that dog likes to get into trouble. You should see the garage. Everything is a mess in the garage.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Excellent example.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what? A lot of times people might have problems, like in a marriage. You might say, oh, that couple is fighting. Well, their arguments, really, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are probably a lot bigger problems that we don't even see.
Ah, excellent. Well, there's one more phrase that we'd like to talk about that we saw here in our lesson, and that is to break off. As a result, building-size icebergs often break off and crash into the lake. If something breaks off from something else, this just means that you are separating a smaller part from the larger thing.
Exactly. So for example, often I might be eating a chocolate bar, which I want to enjoy the whole thing, but Rebecca comes along and says, Gabe, can you break off a piece of that chocolate for me?
And Gabe says, I would love to break off a piece of my chocolate bar just for you.
A little piece.
Well, right now, Gabe, it's time for us to see how Ben is going to bring this lesson to life with Sing
It
Out.
Sing It Out.
What's up, Ben?
Hey, man, I gotta share something with you.
Really?
I've been reading about this amazing country called Argentina.
No way! Argentina is what we're learning about in our lesson today.
How is it that everything I'm thinking, you always have a lesson for that?
That is just so amazing.
Hey, let me see what's in this article.
Okay, there's lots, actually.
That,
it's a land of extremes, Ben.
It is. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Land of extremes, Argentina. Land of extremes, Argentina. Land of extremes, Argentina. Argentina. Land of extremes, Argentina.
Well, you know, it says here that Argentina is the 8th largest country in the world and the 2nd largest in South America.
It's pretty big. And you know, it's also called the land of silver. Well, that's what Argentina means.
Wow. Hey, also says that Argentina's favorite sport is soccer. And we all know that they're pretty good at that.
They're pretty amazing.
Land of extremes, Argentina. Land of extremes, Argentina.
Hey, it also says that they have the Iguazu Falls.
I really want to go to the Iguazu Falls.
Why do you want to go there?
Because it's the biggest waterfall in the world.
No way.
Well, it's one of them anyway. It's nearly twice as tall and 3 times as big as the famous Niagara Falls.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what else? The Andes. Andy is not just the name of my friend. The Andes Mountains are a range of mountains in Argentina. It's the longest range of mountains in the world.
That sounds extreme.
It sounds extreme?
Yeah.
Land of extremes, Argentina. Land of extremes, Argentina.
Now one more time.
Land of extremes, Argentina. Land of extremes, Argentina.
Oh, man. I gotta go to Argentina right now.
Let's do it, but first,
we got to sing it out. Let's go. Land of extremes, Argentina. Let's go.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're continuing to learn about what you can do and see in Argentina. And this is so cool. I would love to see the Perito Moreno Glacier, this huge body of water and ice. But don't get too close, because these icebergs can be 60 meters tall, and they might just suddenly break off and crash into the water. Well, what else do we have to learn about here at Studio Classroom? Cowboys.
Argentina, a land of extremes. Cowboys. A wide, grassy plain known as the Pampas lies in the center of the country. This region is home to nearly 150,000 cowboys, or gauchos, as they're called in Argentina. The men spend their days herding cattle through a sea of grass. The cowboys are an important part of Argentinian culture. Where you have cattle, you have beef, and in this case, world-famous beef. People from Argentina are known to consume more red meat than most other people on Earth. With more to discover in this fascinating country, why not see it for yourself?
All right, 继续我们看的是 herd 这个动词。 Herd 在这里是指放牧或者是把牲畜赶成一群。例如, the cowboy herded the cattle back to the barn. 牛仔把牛群赶回到农舍。或者是, the shepherd boy herded the sheep to the creek to drink. 这个牧童把羊群赶到溪边喝水。Herd 也可以当名词。例如, we saw herds of zebras and giraffes on the African plains. 我们在非洲草原上看见成群的斑马及长颈鹿。 最后我们看的是consume这个动词 C-O-N这个字首在这里有完全的意思 S-U-M-E这个字根有实用的意思 所以consume是指吃喝或者是消耗 例如 elephants consume enormous amounts of food and water per day 大象每天都消耗大量的食物和水 或者是 Victor consumes large quantities of fast food at every meal so he keeps gaining weight Victor 每一餐都吃大量的素食,所以体重一直在增加。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, now we get to talk about cowboys. And as you can see, I'm wearing a nice cowboy hat.
Yay! Yee-haw! And Rebecca, actually, I do think that you have a cooler cowboy hat than me.
Of course.
Why is that?
Because I'm a lady. Ladies get these type of cowboy hats.
Interesting logic. Mm-hmm. Well, we read here about cowboys and where they live or roam. It's a big area called the Pampas. And we read here, this region is home to nearly 150,000 cowboys, also called gauchos. Okay, and that's what they're called in Argentina anyway. So there's lots of cowboys in the Pampas.
And of course we read, the men spend their days herding cattle through a sea of grass. Typically when I hear this word sea, I think of the ocean, lots of water, crashing waves. But in our lesson, this is actually just referring to a large amount of something.
Yes, and so if there is a wide area of something, you could use this phrase to describe it, a sea of. For example, every time I go to a busy night market, I just see a sea of people walking around. It's very crowded.
Ooh, that's a great example. Or you could say, the speaker looked out and saw a sea of smiling faces.
Aww. In that case, the speaker is very happy, right, to give
Absolutely.
His speech. Yeah. Well, let's continue here learning about Argentina and these cowboys. Where you have cattle, you have beef. And I love beef.
Hmm. I like beef, too.
Yeah.
And in this case, world-famous beef. But I really like this phrase. In this case, this is just referring to this particular situation.
Yeah, and why would they use this phrase? Well, of course, there's beef in almost any country. But here in Argentina, this is world famous beef. So in this case, it's world famous beef. We read people from Argentina are known to consume more red meat than most other people on earth. Now, consume could have many meanings, but friends, in this case, it means to eat.
That's right. Now, Gabe, I heard this word beef. I know that refers
yes.
to cows, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what about other meat that we eat?
Rebecca, other meat that we eat? Nice rhyme.
Meat. Yes.
But we need to go and join Steve and Ken. They have something to share about this in the Info Cloud.
Here's something to think about. Why do we say beef soup and not cow soup?
Because the meat from a cow is called beef. And the meat of a pig is called pork. The meat of a sheep is lamb or mutton.
So why the different terms for the animal and the animal meat? Well, here's an explanation. Most of the words we use for animals come from German. And most of the words that we use for food names come from French. In the old days, the wealthy spoke French and everyone else spoke Old English, which was similar to German.
That's right. When it came to naming the animals, German sources were more widely used because commoners who spoke Old English raised the animals on the farms and in the fields.
But the people who cooked and served the meat used the French names, since that was the language spoken by the nobles who were eating the meat.
Of course, not all animal meats have a name different from their animal name. Chicken, duck, and fish, for example, can refer to either the animal or the meat of the animal.
在英文中,猪、牛、羊叫做 pig, cow, sheep. 但这几种动物的肉用的是不同的单字。猪肉是 pork, 牛肉是 beef, 羊肉是 lamb 或是 mutton. 为什么有这个现象呢? 原来在11世纪的时候, 法国的诺曼人开始统治英国。法文当时在英国是统治阶层和上流社会的语言, 而农夫平民百姓讲的是 Old English, 古英文, 因此呢, 英文的社会地位比较低。餐桌上的 pork, beef 和 mutton 都源自法文, 农场里的 pig, cow 和 sheep 却是来自古英文。一直到14世纪，随着英国崛起，英文才开始抬头。但经过好几百年，很多英文单字都已经采用了法文。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, we read in our lesson, you should go to Argentina for yourself. That means don't just listen to what other people say about it. Experience it yourself.
You can see it for yourself, taste it for yourself, and go there yourself.
All right, friends. Right now it is time for review skit.
Review skit. Yeah.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
It's funny.
It's always funny.
What an adventure! Argentina is truly a land of extremes.
Indeed it is, but there's still more to see.
More?
Yes, so much more. A world-famous glacier can be found here.
A glacier? Here in Argentina?
That's right. It's known for its size and easy access.
A glacier that's easy to get to?
Yes, you can walk around it, and even walk on it.
That's amazing!
And that's not all. You can sail on Lake Argentina between floating ice and 60-meter-high ice walls.
A lake with icebergs?
Yes. Perito Moreno is a growing glacier, and icebergs the size of buildings often break off and crash into the lake.
That's unbelievable!
And wait, there's more.
More?What else?
Argentina has a wide grassy plain known as the Pampas.
Where is that?
It lies in the center of the country. Do you know what you can find there?
Grass?
Cowboys! Lots of cowboys called gauchos.
Oh, what do gauchos do?
They spend their day herding cattle. It's part of the culture.
Hey, where there's cattle, there's beef.
Yes.People here consume more red meat than anywhere else.
Let's help them. I love steak.
Okay, and after lunch, we'll discover more of this fascinating country.
Argentina,
the land of extremes.
Okay, friends, I don't know about you, but I would love to go to Argentina.To see that glacier.
Of course. So thank you so much for joining us today, friends. And we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
We're going to go geocaching. Woo! Yay!